top headlines.
Three games tonight. First, it's the Red Sox who are going to wrap up their road trip. They started with six on the road for this season before they come home for the home opener on Thursday. They will play the second of two tonight against the Marlins after the 7-3 win yesterday. Chris Sale getting his second start of the season. Then it's the Bruins. They take on the Lightning in Tampa. No Steven Stamkos for the home team tonight. Charlie McAvoy on the ice for the morning skate. I believe it was Kevin Paul Dupont who said he'd be surprised if he doesn't return tonight against the Lightning. The game will be right here with Judd Surratt and Bob Beers, starting with the pregame, and then the puck drops at 7:30 right here on the New England Honda Dealers 98.5 The Sports Hub, Bruins Radio Network. Celtics in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. Coach Brad Stevens, you got a Marcus Smart update for us?
Nothing new. I mean, progress, but nothing new. Yeah, I mean, it's not. There's no enhanced timeline there. It's still 6 to 8 weeks from the surgery of basketball activities. Not close.
You know, I can do the dribbling. I can't do the whistles. That's where I draw the line.
Or the screeching sneakers.
Can't do it. Villanova over Michigan, 79-62, to give the Wildcats their second national championship in 3 years. And you want to know what's for dinner tonight at the Masters? Sergio Garcia has the menu.
I saw this. Where's the main course?
Well, the international salad is what they're going to start
with. Okay, so you got salad.
Inspired by ingredients representing countries of Masters champions.
Great. So one country grows a cucumber, another one grows a crouton. Great. Okay, let's go.
My Spanish is pretty good. Arroz caldoso de bogavante.
Okay, so lobster rice.
Wow, look at you, Zoe. How about...
Next.
Angela Garcia's tres leches cake.
Nope, no cake. What main course?
Delicious.
It's the three kinds of ice cream, I think. Ice cream.
So you mean
cake.
To tell me lobster rice is the main course?
It's like evaporated milk.
Here's the thing.
Milk,
I think we're looking at half the menu, because the year that Tiger Woods served cheeseburgers and milkshakes,
yeah,
which would be phenomenal. Like, you have, like, a really well-done cheeseburger. I don't mean cooked well-done. I mean, like, well-prepared cheeseburger.
A Jim Murray
delightful.
Burger. Yeah.
But on that same menu, if you look back years later now, they also had, like, a swordfish and some other stuff. You know, for the grown-ups in the room.
For the big boys.
Gross.
Evaporated milk, condensed milk, and heavy cream are the three things, Hardy.
There you go.
Those are the...
All right.
But what are we going to eat?
I don't know. Headlines are brought to you by Cool Sculpting. Freeze away your fat for good with Dr. Joseph Russo's team today. Call 617-964-1440 or josepharussomd.com. Out of headline music. That's a new one. All right, let's do it again in 30 minutes.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shaughnessy with us. Noon time hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Up. 617-779-0985. Rob Gronkowski back in the area and spotted working out at TB12 yesterday. So he has returned from Miami. He is back into his normal home routine. And, well, there's still reports circulating. One from Jeff Darlington a couple of days ago, and one that I don't really think is a report from... Ian Rappaport yesterday. Dan, your thoughts on where this thing stands with Rob Gronkowski and the Patriots, and how do they find a resolution to it?
Well, he's playing for the Patriots this year, and I know...
Sure?
Yes. And I don't have inside information. I just have my instincts, which is, what else is he going to do? He's going to play for the Patriots. They're not going to trade him. I don't understand the contract, you know, implications. If he can get more money out of him, you know, restructure, draw it up, get more dough, be more comparable with his, you know, more commensurate with his skill set and the other people in the league. But he's playing for the Patriots. That's there. I was interested when Zoe was talking in the first hour and this notion that his first stop is TB12 and he's there and he's on his own program there. And is this going to be a thing with the whole team or with more guys where you've got Tom's guys up here and then the team guys here? And is that going to be an issue?
I just remember this, too. When he first got into the league, yeah, seeing guys like Tippett in there breaking his balls, you know, squatting, doing this and that, and you sort of tend to fall in line really quick. And even as you go through workouts and sessions, and it's not just like you go in and lift for 45 minutes anymore. You go and you lift for an hour and a half. You recover together. Then you watch some tape together. Then you go out and you run again. It's almost like an all-day thing, these training sessions now. And then it's on you to grab the ball and go in the bubble yourself. Wink, wink. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe we'll have a camera there. Maybe we won't for a little teaching session. But, you know, it's like you can't have coaching sessions, but it's on you as players to do as much as you can. It's going to be interesting if he does 80% of the working out up there and he'll be there for the structured OTA sessions or not. It's hard for a tight end group, you know, like Dwayne Allen, everybody else, who else they have. And I know they brought a guy in from Notre Dame yesterday to take a peek at him from Arizona. He's a big clunky type kid. But it's hard for them to work out as a group while the best guy to ever play the position elects not to, and he's up there at a different training place.
Right, and then, Beale, you were talking earlier also about how thin he looks, and we've seen the quarterback basically looks like David Bowie now. He's kind of wasted away, but this works for him. And he's very, you know, unusually gaunt for that position. Are you going to start to want to have your tight ends and your running backs and your linebackers and your down linemen? I mean, where does it stop with that?
I'm telling you, this piggybacks off the Bands They Make Me Dance tweet he put out, you know, 2 weeks ago when he's down in Miami working out, Beetle, when you knew he was down there in Miami. That's a message. That's an outside-the-box message saying, I feel good with these Bands. Get ready. I'm working out with Bands. First stop back, he's at TB12. It lines up with what he's tweeting. If we're going to read as much into
that, I was
going to
say, that lines up with the passive-aggressive tweets to Danny Amendola saying, be free,
yeah,
be
happy. If we're going to put credence into them, you
that's
better
what Jeff Darlington reported, that Belichick had taken note of that, had seen that, had obviously taken offense to that. This can't help.
It just feels like the whole thing, you know, the tension convention that you know, we know to be up there, that there's going to be more of that, and we have to do this, sit here and speculate, because no one's ever going to say anything, and you have everybody just connecting dots, which we're all doing from distance, and this is going to be more, and it's just, it's never going to end until it finally ends badly.
Who do you side with?
The TB12 and the Guerrero thing, it works for Tom. Maybe Gronk saying it works for me. I mean, at some point it becomes like a mutiny to the training staff.
Well, the problem is you got the two best guys to ever play their positions, and it's working for them, and it's influencing others within the room. Now it becomes a problem for the people we actually hire here to work here and to make them work out. That's the problem.
But it started to go beyond that, though, because it's not just about Guerrero anymore. It's about him not being able to have fun or him not being able to be the full Gronk.
I mean, everything. How about the Wickersham stuff? You know, even with the Brady. And if Brady's leaning on Gronk's ear and telling him, you know, don't trust this, that, or the other, you know, I'm responsible now all of a sudden for the Deflategate, according to that article. And remember the Hogan balls laying him out? Chris Hogan got hurt because Tom Brady laid him out. Somebody else was open. We looked at the film. There's nobody open. That's a right read. Went to their exact right read. Man to man underneath, coming across. He settled. Boom. Out. Knocked out. It's not on Brady.
And so you go back to who made that accusation.
Yeah.
Who did
Brady
that?
Like, who's yapping in there? So we're supposed to be tight-knit. Everything's it's been that way for 18 years. Everything you do here, everything you say here stays here. That's a sign in there. And they've been able to circle the wagons and keep it internal.
Well, it's always amazed me that the whole notion you have to go somewhere else to get your money. Okay. And that years later, I mean, people speak fondly of, like, Randy Moss, you know, they speak fondly of it, their time here, and they go back, and it's a good thing. But to me, if I'm a player, I'm constantly being reminded, I'm not important. We'll get somebody else. I'm not important. They can find another guy. And so
there's not one guy that went and got their money that you can't call this station right now and argue they should have topped it and paid him more.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one. Like I said, Solder was your first need in the offseason.
But how does that make guys feel while they're here?
They didn't get in on him. They weren't even in on him.
No, I'm not disputing the.
They could have went to him and said, hey, we'll pay you 11 or 12 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to get to 15, 16. He's up to 15. Now he's gone.
Okay, but the other part of that equation is we can replace you. We'll get somebody else. You can't replace Rob Gronkowski. You can find other ways to make up for his loss. You can't get another one.
No.
You can't replace Tom Brady. You can't get another one of those.
Right. They're special.
Those guys don't exist.
They got you by the cojones.
And that's different.
It's like that joking Looney Tunes. Funny now that the Wabbit got the gun. Elmo Fudd?
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're not the hunted.
I also think that Brady and Gronkowski are in two different categories in all of this. Right? Brady didn't tell Amendola to go be free. Or, you know, it feels like Gronk's taking it to a secondary level that Brady has not.
The problem is maybe they don't communicate well. It's like the whole McDaniels thing. It took them to get on a damn plane until they got him to turn around. Like, we never talked about it, you know, during the 2 weeks leading the Super Bowl. We're getting ready for Super Bowl game plan. It's that internalized that that's all we do. We're robots. We don't talk about other things or communicate. Why couldn't this whole Guerrero thing gotten communicated better to where, all right, guys, you have captain meetings every week, right? Every Friday he meets with the captains. Why don't you call the two guys in and say, I know it's working for you guys. But I just don't want everybody in the room to think this is the way we do things. If it works for you, and I understand you guys have earned this, so I'm going to keep him here. Let's just be careful with it. We're going to allow you guys to see Alex here. But let's not sell it on the team. Do what you need to do to get yourself right. I mean, those guys come to play. It's not like that stuff is a distraction for them because, now I'm spending more time with this because I'm not totally invested in football. When it's football season, Rob and Tom are in. Like, there's no, like, ooh, that doesn't look right. Or, he's doing this, that, or the other. Or pumping a book. No. It's off-season stuff. But it just seems like there's no communication from that end to allow it to get to this point where it's become a festered boil, and that boil's going to pop. They get the hole in the skin and all that.
Have you seen the pictures of the Gronk the last couple of days, Dan?
Yeah, enough. I mean, that was a great thing he did for that young woman, and it was on the cover of the Herald today and had some TV hits on it. And, you know, obviously, you know, for a guy to spend 45 minutes, it's not just some cursory deal. But, yeah, you notice him in the pictures. He's not as much of a hulking brute.
No, he looks thin.
As we remember.
Right?
And that makes me wonder. Like, I just can't think that the coach is going to be down with this.
That's what I wonder. I mean, he looks good. Looks like he would obviously be able to move really well. But I wonder if the team looks at it and says, this is not what we want.
Want the guy that no one can bring down.
We want the giant that he has been his entire career. And so this is where I think maybe there's going to continue to be this issue of the butting of the heads over the treatment provided by Guerrero. I think that's a possibility.
And I mean, if this kid can move well and get through coverage on safeties and run to the corner and get away and have a 6'7" frame to catch radius like no other, I don't know. Get him more pliable. Let it keep rolling. He looked good to me at the end of the year.
Well, the results I've seen him from last year speak volumes. That's what I would say. That would be my case if
The way the Big Two played in the big game, it doesn't help their case. Right. Not the Big Two, but the one who wants to take control.
617-779-0985. Your thoughts on that. Also, the Celtics and Kawhi Leonard. Should they go after Kawhi Leonard, and what would it take? We'll get into that story next.
Are they aliens?
The Sports Hub.
Twelve 20 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
It's true.
Can we repeat that?
Yeah.
All right,
mom and dad are listening. They're down here in Florida.
So
what's up, guys?
Heather, Scott Zolak's sister.
Fantastic sister.
She's phenomenal. Big part of the show here, her and her husband, Sean.
Her husband
Sean
listens all the time. He has right? work. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sean. We all know each other.
Yep.
One big happy.
You hung out with Sean at the Super Bowl?
I did. We had a good time.
He was my chauffeur for 4 days. He did a fantastic job.
Heather,
shout out to him.
So it's Heather's 40th birthday today.
Yeah, big one.
And as we all remember, it was Zoe's 50th back in December.
Yeah.
Putting them 10 years apart.
So I said to Zoe, I'm like, why 10 years difference between you and your sister? Was she a mistake? And your answer was?
We both were. All three of my kids were mistakes. I didn't try to have all three. You really had to try to have your kids?
Well, yes. Once we decided that we were going to have kids, we engaged in in the type of activities that would,
yeah,
that would be in line with procreation.
No, but I mean, like, I don't think, you know,
Fred Hardy took his socks off.
My mom and dad had me when they were 20. I mean, you know, I don't think you say, hey, we're 20, let's plan to have a kid.
But then 10 years later,
I couldn't picture that.
So were they not going to have any other kids?
I don't know that. I never sat down and asked them that, but the fact that
Maybe you should.
I think I was such a problem. My mother didn't want to, and they worked. So they didn't want two kids.
And your sister's an angel.
Yeah, she's great.
Hmm. I mean, fantastic. In hindsight, that was really good thing that happened to your parents.
You know what?
Yes. A really good thing.
My sister, in 58, we never had a fight ever about anything.
10 years apart.
Not a thing. Not a squabble.
Well,
nothing.
Well, yeah.
Not a disagreement.
What are you going to do? Like argue with a baby when you're 10 years old?
Yeah.
You're a teenager.
Argue with a 10-year-old when you're 20?
Yeah.
That's Gino Auriemma.
Unless you're Auriemma, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're registering for selective service, and you're saying, shut up, you stupid 8-year-old. You don't know anything. No.
Did she blast you on Twitter when you put your five schools down?
What?
No, when you put your five schools down,
Auriemma.
Did she rip you on Twitter? When she was 10.
It was 10. A joke.
It was like, it was a joke. Yeah, so she would have been 18.
So I wasn't paying attention to that second.
Oh, he wasn't? Yeah. He checked out on that one.
That was a good one. Where'd you go? What were your official trips?
Oh, God. Maryland, West Virginia, Duke.
Should have gone to Duke, you dumbass.
Louisville and Miami.
You dumbass.
Jeez. My mother cried when I didn't go to Duke. I saw some good games down there.
You didn't go to football games?
No, basketball games.
Oh, all right.
They were 1-10 when I got recruited. I can't go to Duke.
You'd have a degree from Duke.
I was a top kid coming out of the state of Pennsylvania. What the hell am I going to go to a 1-10 team?
Yeah. We need Duke. To get to this.
Student athlete, man.
They didn't even have like 20,000 people at games.
Jeez, see what you do. Do you think you would have made it to the NFL if you went to Duke?
I have no clue, probably. Because Steve Spurrier was there as an assistant coach.
Right.
And I had no clue who Steve
Spurrier still
was.
Have an NFL career, and you'd have gone to Duke.
Yeah.
There's been issues in San Antonio with Kawhi Leonard. For quite some time now. I mean, they're trying to convince a guy to play, the team meetings, all this stuff that's gone on.
Can you imagine having team meetings trying to convince a guy to play?
Awful. Just terrible.
Nope.
My thigh still hurts. Can't play.
Sorry.
Brutal.
Not feeling well.
You've been cleared. You practice. I mean, you're doing everything. Can't play?
There's some serious questions about this guy and where he's at, physically, mentally, all of the above.
Can't go.
But Jalen Rose thinks that Kawhi Leonard will never play another game. He has played his final game for the San Antonio Spurs. So this is Michelle Beadle along with Jalen Rose.
You see and, Beadle, I think you Beadle.
No, Michelle Beadle. And Paul Pierce.
No relation.
ESPN, okay?
No relation.
Talking about the future of Kawhi Leonard and where he may end up going.
Realistically, where could you see him going that's a better situation with the potential to win year in and year out?
You're going to like this. The Boston Celtics.
Whoa.
Here's
why. Just think about this now. They have the assets.
Right.
They develop Jaylen Brown. They develop Tatum. I've talked about this all year. In order for them to take the next step, they need another all-star. They're going to lose one of those players to acquire them. They're going to probably lose Rozier and or Smart. You probably got to lose Horford for his salary. Kawhi Leonard with Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving in the Eastern Conference.
That would mean no Horford. Instead, you have Kawhi Leonard.
I didn't hear Horford's name.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I mean here.
Oh.
Being here. What it's almost like that. You needed Al Horford to start this whole process of acquiring and assembling a damn good team. And it's going to get to the point where you're going to have to part with Al Horford and give him a nice little gift basket. And you paid him a lot of money. But we're moving in a different direction. Because we're going to assemble the team this way.
Well, you have to make the money work. That's why you need to get rid of Horford.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you also don't have endless money to spend if you're the Celtics. Not only do you need to get it to work to follow the rules, but you need the money under your cap.
Yeah. But he's a five-time All-Star. Can't part with him.
Sure you can. And I like Al Horford, and I'm glad they got him, and I'm glad they signed him. But he doesn't need to be here forever.
Right.
His signing, Al, was an important signing at the time they made it.
It was a critical signing.
And I will stand by that forever.
Who wants him at this money, though?
Brian Windhorst has...
this team.
Right now, what are you getting out of Kawhi Leonard?
You got a player that doesn't even want to be
dressed
out. You got
a guy who won't even suit up for you.
Al will play his ass off for you. See, think about it.
Yeah, there you go. Sold.
I mean, that's really caving into the player. I just
what's the NBA?
Well, he ain't going to show up and play, so it's either you don't have him or you have somebody else.
It sucks against that, this.
Horford's only got 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah.
It's not like you're tied in forever. So you move on from Kawhi, but the prize there would be one of the young guys, Tatum or Brown. That's the prize.
Right.
That's what you get out of it.
Right.
So it's not about getting Horford back. That's part of the deal, is how it's viewed. Which guy would you rather give up? Would you do the deal? Would you go after Kawhi Leonard?
Keep Tatum.
If you had to give up one of the two, you'd give Tatum. Up Brown.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'd give up Brown.
I don't think that's a debate.
And I would do this deal.
Yeah.
Is he even 21 yet, Tatum?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Talk about upside with Garoppolo.
But what about Kawhi Leonard? Do we have to worry about him showing up and playing here?
Stevens will solve that.
Is okay, and that's a legit. You know what? You say that mockingly, Dan.
Yes. No, but
I know you're not being serious when you say that. But isn't that why you have a guy like Brad Stevens?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was the whole thing with Cousins. Like, we were all like, go ahead and get DeMarcus Cousins. He'll figure it out. Brad will get him to play.
And according to multiple reports, Brian Windhorst being one of them, he said that he's already talked to several NBA GMs, and at the end of this season, teams will be making those calls to the Spurs to inquire about the availability of doing a deal for Kawhi Leonard. Zach Lowe, ESPN, said that the vultures are circling in hopes of action around the draft in late June, trying to get deals done for Kawhi Leonard. He can become a free agent in 2019, but he has a player option in his deal. So he could sign a big-time extension with the Spurs, but it doesn't look like he's going to be able to do that if, you know, he doesn't play and they don't want him there anymore and they end up moving him. Kawhi Leonard.
God, he's only 26, too.
Jalen Rose says Celtics. Celtics make sense for Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward comes back.
Tatum. I'll take that.
Wow. It's a fun team.
That could be your team next year.
Who's going to set screens and pass the ball well?
Yeah, with Miss Al.
And pick and roll.
Do the little things. Who's going to do the little things?
No, don't put down Al. It's not Al's fault. Ryan's in New Hampshire. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I still think that the biggest pressure point from the whole last season was the Wickersham story. I think that they could have worked through the Guerrero situation and the Malcolm Butler decision, but I think Belichick lost some credibility in his locker room when he went to the press with basically what everybody on the station called a hit piece for 2 weeks. And I think it's easy for Brady to get in practice and talk to, you know, the people he's closest with and say, you believe what this a-hole is saying about me, all this stuff. And then it gives, you know, a little more slack to people to go out and say what they want on social media and things like that.
And you're talking about the Wickersham piece being a pro-Belichick piece, well, which I always felt it was.
A Belichick plant.
Yes. Correct. We've all made that accusation. You believe that strongly.
Boy, that did not make Brady look good, that piece.
His camp.
That piece did not make Brady look good.
It didn't come from the Tom Brady camp.
No, definitely did not. It definitely did not.
No.
When did Guerrero story come out? Like the pro-Brady piece. Wasn't
the Bob Holler story.
Right.
Yeah. Another. You guys always think Holler's a hit piece.
That was prior to Wickersham, right?
Wait, what did we say?
You guys always think Holler stuff's a hit piece.
That wasn't a hit piece against the player.
It was a pro-Guerrero piece.
That was a pro-Brady, pro-Guerrero hit piece on
pro-brand.
The
bench.
All right, then.
So where did that come from? I think it's a little tit-for-tat going on there is what I think was going on. We went over this before. This is old news.
Have.
Old news. Old news, Dan. Yes. Yeah, I do think Holder pieces are typically hit pieces.
Yeah, when's the Best Buddies event this year?
June 1st. I'll be there.
First and second.
We get a photographer to get some shots?
Probably.
I'll ask Tom. Can't. Nope.
Probably. Nope. I think you'll be allowed in this year.
Not going to be escorted?
No, I don't think that'll happen.
To their car?
I don't believe that'll happen.
You bringing Chubby?
I think everything goes back to normal this year.
Set him in?
Who?
Vate Volan.
Don't say that about Ben. He's perfectly fit.
Wait, were the football guys, did they cover it, the Globe football guys, or were they not allowed in either?
It was the photographer that was escorted to his car.
Right.
That's all I remember.
They'll be allowed in this year.
Yeah. Just stand over there behind the ropes. Over there.
Enjoy football, food, and more with Tom Brady at the Best Buddies Challenge.
I'll be there.
June 1st and 2nd. Register today at TeamTomBrady.com. Hardy has headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
So now it's official. Charlie McAvoy will play tonight for the Bruins as they visit the Tampa Bay Lightning. Could be a fun one based on what happened between these two teams the last time they faced off last Thursday. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers will bring us the latest Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Before that, the Red Sox are also in Florida to wrap up their quick two-game set against the Marlins. It'll be Chris Sale to the mound tonight for the Red Sox finally making home for their home opener on Thursday. Celtics taking on the Bucks in Milwaukee tonight. The Bucks coming off of back-to-back overtime road games. Sean Grady, Cedric Maxwell have the call. It'll be on 100.7 WZLX. And the latest from the Masters, according to one source, Augusta National Security have been handed a sheet with a list of phrases that are prohibited. If someone shouts "dilly dilly," they will be removed immediately.
Dilly dilly, get in the
which could be a
dilly,
problem
dilly.
Because sometimes when Bubba Watson is teeing off, they'll be yelling "hilly billy,"
hilly
and
billy.
That could be a problem.
Dilly dilly, get in the
See,
hole.
See, he's a kind of a redneck. Headlines.
Headlines
are brought to you by Hooters and Sauga, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield, where the game is on, the food is hot, and the beer is cold. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore us.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Dan is fired up today about bad teams in baseball. Keeps talking about it.
I think there's a whole thing about bad teams or just mismatches and competition that just bothers me. It goes back to the tomato can thing in the AFC East and then UConn and now the Red Sox against these bums from Florida. Oof, what teams.
I just don't get why you're so ready to write off so many of them in the first week.
Well, they've written off themselves. I mean, again, the Florida fans, they figured it out, those Miami fans. They're drawing 11,000 for the Cubs on a Sunday. I mean, I'm sorry. Where's that going?
Do you see the big three sitting in the stands?
Oh, yeah.
During a game?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what baseball was.
I know.
And it was a kick in the nuts on a night where there's nobody in the stands. Brian Johnson's pitching and your new prize, we're easing him into the year. We're not even going to play him tonight.
The Marlins had a guy from the Pioneer
Ortiz,
League. The internet,
there's Posada.
You know.
There's George. Yeah. There's Jeter.
Yeah.
What's that, Jordan? But I'm like, wow, that's what it was.
Golden days, man.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you seen some of the MLB attendance numbers?
Well, we were talking about that crowd in Cincinnati. You know, up front, we saw the Tampa games, which did better than they will the rest of the year.
Did you see the Rangers-Oakland game?
I did not. What was that? Oh, wait. I saw the Oakland at Sunday against the Angels with Ohtani pitching. There was nobody there.
Last night in Oakland, 7,400 people. Right?
Yeah, that's back to the bad days of the 70s.
I think Oakland has a seasonal charge of like $140, and you could go to every game, get in for the season.
Yeah.
Not a single season, not a single ticket for 70, the season.
74. 16.
Yep. You know, it's a terrible ballpark, terrible team.
Baltimore, you could bring kids in under 9 for free. Red Sox have admitted that
they said 6%.
Ticket sales are down 6%.
Yeah,
if they're saying that.
Big admission for them.
What's the number?
I thought, that was
like
a
usually, we'll fudge it a little.
Why do you think that is?
What's that?
Ticket sales down 6%.
For the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Well, people didn't like the team last year.
Too, right?
They didn't do anything in the offseason.
Don't they have the selective pricing?
Yes, they did. They added J.D. Martinez.
That was late, but they didn't have
that's not,
there was
that's
no
not
build
a buzz.
Up to that. And, you know, he's not been a dynamic.
He doesn't bring people to the ballpark. Sorry.
Not yet. And
not going to 3-for-10 or 2-for-10 or whatever it is.
No, they, all those things. And the other teams in town are more popular right now. I mean, we've talked about that. We know the Patriots are never out of season, and you had this amazing burst from the Bruins. A little bit surprised. And the Celtics are coming up.
But
in the
I don't think that's reflective to it. I think that's been that way since the year ended. I don't think this is a direct contributor because of the way the Bruins or the Celtics season is going.
Well,
like you're either going to go to baseball games or you're not going to go.
I'm not going to go to baseball game because I'm going to go to the hockey game.
We're talking about a difference of about 100,000 tickets that were sold at this point last year that have not yet been sold for the Red Sox.
That's a lot.
To give that a number, you know, you hear 6%. Okay, that's not a small percentage.
No, they feel that.
Let me put that into a quantity. At this point last year, they had 100,000 more tickets sold than what they've sold now.
Right, and how's that going to translate into Nesson ratings when those come out?
And what if the real number is like 8%?
And they're going to be up against...
Right, what if they're lying? Celtics?
Yeah, because like you don't like pound your chest and say, well, we're only down 6%. What if you're really down 8% and you fudge it?
You know
six?
Why I don't think they're lying, though? They're under no obligation to release this number to you anyway.
Because of the way tickets are sold now.
Right, they offered it up. Sam Kennedy offered it up on his own to NBC Sports Boston. He just gave me, he said, we know we're down 6%. If he's going to tell you the number... Yeah. And he's going to lie. Yeah. He's not going to give you 6%. He's going to say, no, we're down maybe 1%. We're right where we were a year ago. It feels like it's an honest answer. Saying it's not an overwhelmingly troubling matter or troubling number, but it's concerning. So we're focused on it.
But the team's the same, besides Martinez.
Oh, sure. Exactly.
Okay, which I know that I was, you know, not
according
all about
to your
them
boss,
signing J.D. Martinez, yeah. But...
According to your boss, John Fowler.
That is doing something. That is doing something.
No, but go back to Dan's boss when he was sitting there prior to the Martinez even signing. Well, look, we're different this year.
New manager.
That was it.
Yeah. Middle of the order bad. I mean, that's not doing nothing. That's not just coming. That's a little something different.
It's a little, but they are closer to the same team as last year than any team I've ever seen. I mean, that really, there's no one on the roster who wasn't here last year except J.D. Martinez.
Down 6%. I wonder if there's just fatigue with the team.
It's a big commitment.
Well,
it's
been, the it's commitment been flat. Of going is what I'm talking
it
about.
It is. Like you took a snapshot of the $15 parking sign down in Tampa.
Yes.
And you put that on Twitter in a joke. And you click on it, and it's a reality. Because like, we're going down there Thursday, and we're going to be at Lucky Strike. Don't forget. Come down and say hi. And I'm already trying to deal with, well, where do we got to park? And which one's 80? Is the mobile lot on down? Is that 180? Or do we got to go all the way down the end of Brookline to where it's going to be 35? Like that's what you think about. Yeah. It ain't 15.
No, it won't be 15.
And I'm not going to game. You're worried about where you're going to park, what are you going to pay?
Right.
And then what are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? Then you're going to pay for your ticket.
Right. I'm saying it just could be a cycle where people are just saying, you know what? It's just too much money.
Well,
it's just too much money that I'm not sure I want to spend this year.
We'll see what happens next week. The Yankees are here a week from today.
That's when the season starts.
The Bruins playoffs will be starting up a day or two after that. It's going to be interesting. I'm interested in the TV ratings when those things come out. You know,
Yankees should be huge.
Tomorrow it's going to be 65 degrees.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, not so good.
And Thursday it's going to be crap.
I went outside.
Missed by a day.
I ran something in my car, and Thursday it's going to be 10 degrees colder than what it is now outside.
Yeah.
And I just said, oh my God, it's cold outside now.
And windy.
It's going to be really windy Thursday. You'll be there.
I'll be there watching David Price.
Nice.
Spin a beauty.
Your guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Spin a beauty. Spin a beauty.
Are they all going to be beauties this year?
Swell.
Swell. He's talking to you again.
He's talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. That's what he played for, man.
The first home game he's pitched since last July. Fans have not had a chance to see him start a game.
Oh. They will on opening day.
Yes, they will.
It's going to be quite cold. Going to be a lot of blowing on the hands.
Yep. Bogart's going to have that hood on.
Is Bogart's going
to... Oh, my God.
He's going to lose it.
Ski mask.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Never been that cold in Aruba, ever.
Never been.
I told 69. You this.
I couldn't believe that.
Now you know.
Disputing
69.
That.
Now you know.
Live the equator.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It does get into the 90s, the low 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a hot 90.
That's a hot day
down there, man.
Not really. The wind is always blowing.
Yeah, but I got black when I came back
There's
from there, man.
Always a breeze. Well, the sun. It's powerful.
Darkest, the best tan I ever had.
Powerful UV rays.
That'd be bad for me. I'd need 400.
Parcells was so pissed.
That what?
We went. I took like an extra day off from workouts because you could sandwich all three workouts in. And we jumped out, went to Aruba from like Wednesday to Monday. I came back and I was the best tan I ever had. He was so pissed. Like, really, huh? Laying in the sun. Should be working. Throwing anybody down there? Would your girlfriend run around, run routes? Huh? Hit her a couple curl routes? You probably ran the go route with her, right? Huh? Yeah. You better be ready to go, honey, for minicamp. Yeah, I've got a lot of that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Dan States are coming up next.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5. Sports Hub.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
All righty. Hey, Dan, got a great little tip here from Joe, who emailed in.
Yes.
About the Red Sox tickets being down.
Yes.
And I just Googled it and found a number of stories on it. Businesses are going to have a harder time writing off tickets under the new tax plan.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, the corporate ticket giveaway.
Yes.
Oh.
That might hurt.
Yes, a tax break for such entertainment has been eliminated, so...
Boy, how are all those secretaries of work and big corporations going to be able to take people to games?
That might be part of it. Yikes. Hey, we can't write this off anymore. We're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, just a thought.
Bad for business.
Yeah. That was supposed to be great for business, but not for that business.
What do you got, bud?
April 3rd is today.
My sister's birthday.
Heather Zolak.
Yep.
Is that still her last name?
Yep. Former Golden Domer. No, Molina's her last name. She married Benji Molina.
Heather Zolak Molina, 40 years old today. April 3rd. I got to say, Heather Zolak, born on a pretty good day.
Oh,
strong to quite strong.
You know who else's birthday today? Mark Capello of the Patriots Radio Network.
Yeah,
and Jared Carabas. I saw on Twitter.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That guy.
Wow.
Okay. No, those are good. Who was the greatest tight end in Patriot history before Rob Gronkowski?
Russ Francis.
He is 65 today.
Ben Coates, actually.
Medicare guy.
Sorry. Okay, they're both pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'll take Coates.
Okay, I'll take Francis.
Good.
Coates couldn't play now. Pushes off too much.
There you go.
Couldn't do it. He couldn't survive. Yeah.
Boy can run, man.
How old do you think Doris Day is today?
Doris
Day. She would be in the Deadpool for a lot of people, I mean, but she lives.
86.
She's still alive.
No, like 96.
86.
90 on the nose. Doris Day. Used to go to a lot of Dodger games.
Jesus, Hardy.
Doris Day, man.
You ever at 90?
I don't know.
90 on the 86. Nose.
Yeah. No, who said 96?
I said
Hardy.
96.
Hardy's right.
Hardy's right. My bad. Hardy, I apologize. 96?
Like,
holy smokes.
Hardy sounds more
Doris
right.
Doris Day, 96.
96 years old.
Wonder if she's still driving.
Can I make a song about her?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of around Doris Day. Mm-hmm. Wayne Newton is 76 today.
The Wayniacs. Woo!
Iconic figure. And the notion that he was born the same day as Tony Orlando without Don, who is 74 today, but they share the
same
birthday.
I didn't realize that Wayne Newton's house is available for tours in Vegas, Hardy.
You're not a Wayniac?
No. I knew that he had this strong Vegas connection for all of his performances there.
Hardy, what's his most famous song?
It's called Casa de Shenandoah.
Oh, of course. Shenandoah from Vegas Vacation. Come on out to Shenandoah. His most famous song is... Donkashen.
Thank you.
Donkashen.
I knew you'd know that, honey. I was very proud of you.
He sounds like a young lady singing that song.
Oh, always.
What movie was that famous in?
Oh, I don't know.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. He's on the car singing.
Was there any Wayne Newton played at your grandfather's house back in the day?
No, he's not. They're not Wayniacs. More of a Tom Jones type.
Okay. That's not unusual.
I have another birthday, which Dan will not have.
Okay.
Sebastian Bach. How old do you think he is today?
Oh, my God.
He's 50.
He's got to be my age, so I'm going.
He's 50.
48. 50.
Yep. He's 50.
Oh.
I didn't know who he was, but I knew it was his birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
It was Johan. Eddie Murphy. How old do you think he is?
He has got to be 60.
He is 57.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin. Really, good day for birthdays.
55.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin is 60 today.
He looks it.
David Hyde Pierce is 59 today.
Don't know who that is.
Frasier.
Oh, sure you do. Frasier, the brother.
Oh,
Niles.
My.
It's Niles.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yep. Now I know who he is.
Peekaboo Street, the skier, is 47 today.
Heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
Good day for birthdays. So April 3rd, stuff that happened on April 3rd. In 1776, George Washington received an honorary degree of laws from Harvard. I mean, isn't that weird? I wonder if he was over in the yard, like just a few feet from here.
Where'd he park his car?
George Washington, I mean, he wasn't even president yet. It was 1776. And he's
giving him out then.
He's getting an honorary degree. I wonder who the commencement speaker was, you know? Amazing. Amazing history over there. Okay. On this date in 1860, the Pony Express began, carrying mail between St. Joe, Missouri, and Sacramento. Lasted only 18 months.
Wait, it only lasted 18 months?
I know.
It's had a long... In terms of
history and awareness of it.
People have been making fun of it forever. Go Pony Express. It must have been a
like your
horse.
Paper skin
must have been a horse bleep delivery service. You know, didn't last.
I see what you
on this date in 1882, Jesse James was shot to death in St. Joe, Missouri.
Oh, tied by the coward Robert Ford.
Cowardly
tied
Robert
in for
Ford.
The Steelers.
The James gang. he did not survive the ground.
He didn't complete the bullet through the ground.
No. I thought that was pretty funny.
It was.
Peter, why didn't you laugh at that? Yeah, Jesse James did not survive the ground.
Yeah, no. Get ready for next inning.
He was shot to death? Okay. On this date, the kidnapper of the Lindbergh baby was electrocuted in Trenton, New Jersey.
The Lindbergh baby. Hey, give me your baby.
I don't know.
That's a terrible story.
1936.
Where's the baby now?
Lindbergh.
The guy's name
that's
was
awful.
Bruno Hopton. Hopman. Yep, they got him.
The ladder. The window.
On this date, it's not Fuhrer specific, but it is World War II. On this date, 1942, during WW2, the big one, Japanese forces began their final assault on Bataan against American and Filipino troops. This led to the Bataan Death March. On this date, 1948, Truman signed the Marshall Plan, also related to World War II, to help European allies rebuild after World War II and resist communism. On this date, 1968, MLK gave his last speech. It is, of course, the day before he was shot. What's the name of the motel?
Memphis. Oh, God. Ooh.
Second floor. Jesse Jackson's up there. Right next to him.
And the U2 song gets it wrong.
It is the Lorraine Motel.
Right. They say early morning, April 4, shot rang out in the Memphis sky, but it was
morning.
In the evening.
Yep, yeah. It was in the evening. On this date in 1996.
Yeah, they couldn't really make that rhyme and fit the song. So
they should have figured it out.
Late afternoon, April 4.
Yeah. It's like South Detroit. You can't just make stuff up. Yeah, you know, right. you got to be accurate with that. On this date in 1996, the Unabomber was arrested in his remote Montana cabin.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, and do you know where he is lodged?
Because
I do.
Is he in that?
The Patriots. The Patriots.
I would hope so.
We were near there this year.
I was going to say, is it the one out in Colorado?
They're all there.
Colorado.
They're all there. I have one of my nieces.
So they keep the good ones, huh?
One of my nieces is dating one of the guards there. And he came out with us the night before the game and was telling us all about the Unabomber. Zarnoff's there. There's a bunch of them there.
So he interacts with
Timothy
all these
McVeigh
crazies.
Was there before we killed him. So yeah.
University
of
Michigan
guys.
Student. Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah. Well, the brother.
Figures.
Little brother.
The brother ratted him out, right?
Yeah.
Good. Good. So, April 3rd, I got to say, tell Heather, a lot to be proud of.
Sure.
There.
All right, you missed a couple of your Dan.
Well, there's just too many,
That was that was your best day.
It was strong.
Harvey Penick died on this day in 1995. Now, he wrote a couple of golf books. Harvey Penick's little red book, little words of wisdom, instruction, things people just loved. Late 80s, early 90s. He died on this day. 3 days later, one of his students, Ben Crenshaw, won the Masters. And that was Tiger Woods' first Masters.
Nice.
So that was, that was a good
full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Beetle, you got anything?
Beetle, you find anything?
No.
You were searching. Because I had all the good ones.
I didn't come up with much today.
I thought there would be more baseball, because it's opening day, kind of close to it, and baseball started.
Did you look?
I did. Nothing really lit me up. It wasn't anything really.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth
Christy Mathewson accused Connie Mack of reneging on his contract in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
1901.
Yeah. I mean, I could have wasted your time for that, but I didn't want to do it.
I mean, that's...
No.
On 3 April in the year of our Lord, 1923, expelled players Happy Felsch and Swede Risberg filed suit against the White Sox for back salary and $400,000 U.S. in damages.
8 men out.
That's right.
Happy was not so happy when...
Ken Griffey Jr. made his debut on this day, 1989.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad. Hit a double off of Dave Stewart.
Griff.
There's that. Not seeing much, though.
You're right. Not a lot in baseball.
Yeah. I gave you the ones.
Yeah, sorry. We tried. Okay.
And when I see you next, it'll be the day that the Yankees are in town on Tuesday next week. We'll be in here and we'll be all fired up for the Yanks. Attendance, ratings will be high. It'll be all baseball all the time.
Holy crap, did you get the hawk attack on this day?
I saw the hawk attack, I rejected it.
Okay.
There was a hawk attack? What?
Based on what the story in the Globe over the weekend, Mark Shanahan's story about his son.
That was awful.
That was awful.
There was a hawk attack at Fenway Park.
2008, on this day, a 3.5-pound red-tailed hawk attacked a Memorial Boulevard middle school student. Eighth grader, treated for a small scratch on her scalp.
It's during a tour.
And her name, Alexa Rodriguez.
Well,
How about that?
Makes sense.
How do you not include that? That's right up your
alley,
Dan.
Maybe Mark Shanahan's son got attacked by a hawk. Could have been a hawk. Did they
owl.
Figure it out yet?
Owl.
They think it's an owl?
They think it's an owl. Did you read that?
He's okay. I didn't read it. You told me about it. He's
owls
okay,
don't attack
though, right?
Terrifying.
He's okay? Yeah, okay.
Well, apparently
That's
they
a
do.
Big ass owl.
Hi, Dan.
Do you know you weren't here yesterday?
He only gets paid till 1 p.m.
Tim, is he? Did he just get up and leave?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. It's okay.
Tim McCone said he got attacked by a turkey with its talons out and everything.
Talons
and
out.
He had hand-to-hand combat with a turkey while he was mowing a lawn in his younger days in Worcester.
My money would be on the turkey.
No, so yeah. I was like pulling it back up to the truck, exactly. And I look up and the thing's flying right at my head.
Coming at you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Talons out.
See when you're
coming at you. I know I had to get you.
A turkey, like, I didn't know, like, turkeys had talons. Oh, there's like a hawk with the big claws. Turkey's got like feet. You eat turkey feet. People chew on
them. They're not like duck feet.
Kind of like
no,
web
they're
feet.
Like claw feet,
Are
like
they
chicken
really claw
feet?
Feet.
Yes, yeah. They're like chicken feet.
Chicken thing, same thing. It's not like
do
they
the
have
chickens
talons.
Have large talons. All right, 90 seconds here, no commercials. We get the headlines.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hour number four.
Thank you.
Zolak and Bertrand, we're going to get back to a couple of Patriots stories that
sure.
we hit on at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
And a couple of Bruins notes to touch on.
Yeah, there's
on
Bruins news, right?
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.